everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox. And following on from last week's archive show, I thought I'd continue on in the same vein this week. But this time I would feature on one particular instrument, this time being the Paramount, later Odeon, Leeds Wurlitzer, the famous 19-rank Wurlitzer that during the 50s and 60s was broadcast by many people, and that's what we're going to focus on today. The majority of this show comes from the Ricky Hart archive, but there's a few others which are put in later on. Now, I know I played this track not that long ago, but it's such a good one, I thought, why not have it again? Here's Hubert Selby with a selection of Richard Rodgers numbers, including June Is Busting Out All Over, There's a Small Hotel, Lover, Out of My Dreams, and The Lady Is a Tramp.
Thank you.
Hubert Selby in 1965 with that Richard Rodgers selection. Now, staying with some great American music, let's move straight on to the sounds of George Gershwin and the Paramount lead Wurlitzer in the capable hands of Trevor Willits with a very different approach to playing. Here we go with a selection. I'm sure you'll know most of the tunes, and I'll be able to tell you some of them at the end.
Thank you.
Trevor Willits and that Gershwin selection, including Swanderful, Looking for a Boy, That Certain Feeling, The Man I Love, Oh Lady Be Good, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, I Got Rhythm, and a couple of others thrown in there as well. The Paramount Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer was one of two identical organs that were shipped by Wurlitzer over to this country. The sister organ to the Leeds job was the one at Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Now, from what I've been told, Leeds was jazzy and bright, whereas the one at Newcastle was more mellow and more rounded. So why Leeds became more popular, at least in the 60s, for broadcasting? Well, who knows? It's certainly a great sound. Back to the music now, and Ron Curtis is at the helm in 1965 with a selection of music with the ladies in mind, including A Real Live Girl, Louise, Tangerine, and Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Curtis and that selection tributing to the ladies. Now, Arnold Loxham is well known for his Loxham bounce and rhythmical playing, but by way of complete contrast, the track I've chosen of Arnold, who by the way was very heavily associated with the organ during its latter years in the 60s, is a selection of three dreamy ballad style tunes. First, Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo, Georgia on My Mind, and Memories of You. ¶¶ Bloxham in 1968 with those gorgeous ballads, three of them, Mood Indigo, Georgia on My Mind, and Memories of You. And of course, when the Wurlitzer left the Paramount Odeon Leeds, it went into storage for a couple of years, and then went up to the Firsford Collection in Norfolk, where Arnold was reunited with the organ, some 10 years later when he recorded another LP at Firsford. And of course, from those early days in the late 70s, Firsford has grown and grown and grown, and I'm pleased to say that the organ is still part and parcel of the day trip there, and of course the Christmas spectaculars. Moving on to some more music, and a tune which might be more associated with Sydney Torch, but nonetheless it's great to hear a slightly different arrangement of it, and here's Charles Smitten with Dance of the Blue Marionettes. Charles Smitten at Leeds with Dance of the Blue Marionettes. Now, no trip to the Paramount Odeon Leeds would be complete without a track of Brian Rodwell, so I've saved the best till last. Nonetheless, to be sat in that theatre, I mean, with all of the artists we've heard on tonight's show, would have been a real treat. The sounds of this particular Wurlitzer are very firmly in my heart. So let's end with Brian with two slightly contrasting numbers, Making Whoopee and I've Got the World on a String. Thank you. Brian Rodwell, broadcasting in 1967. My thanks to co-presenter John Leeming for a copy of that broadcast with Brian Rodwell making great use of the organ with Making Whoopee and I Got the World on a String. Bringing this week's show to a close, where we've thrown spotlight on some broadcast tracks of the Paramount / Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer. Now next week, John Leeming is at the microphone as he goes with a head-to-head battle between pipes and electronics. So who will be victor? I somewhat hope it will be the pipes that are the victor, but who knows? You'll just have to wait and see until next week. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off saying all the best, take care, and bye for now.